unfamiliar in order to face what is unknown and often dangerous territory. Along the way, they must choose over and over again to serve the greater good, to be the light, rather than to give in to selfishness and remain in the dark. On this path, they find mentors and teachers, good true friends and some false ones. They discover powers they never thought they had. They learn their true identity. They are transformed. And finally, after conquering the enemy, they return home. Now, in our time, heroes have new names, don't they? Neo from The Matrix, Harry Potter, Katniss Everdeen, Luke Skywalker. Who are some of your favorite heroes?
James Bond.
Who? I can't hear you.
Luna.
All right.
Superman.
What a great hero. Yeah. Spider-Man, the Green Hornet. Wonder Woman. Yeah, let's get some ladies in there. Yes, definitely. There are lots of heroes out there. Now, in the Star Wars series, Luke Skywalker is the reluctant hero. They're often reluctant, aren't they? He's called out of a quiet life on the farm of his uncle and aunt. He's called out into a world of adventure and danger. Now, life doesn't just call out the Luke Skywalkers and Spider-Mans of the world. Life calls out to every single one of you. Every single day. Life urges us to leave the comfortable life to venture out into unfamiliar territory. Often the adventure will not necessarily take us out of our body, out into foreign lands, but actually just to a different state of mind and a different habit of heart. The destination will not be out there, it will be in here, a place we may have not visited in a very, very long time. And as such, it may be overgrown with thickets and weeds. It's that place where we can find a new way of being and in the process rediscover our gifts, our capacity to bring light into the world. So life may be calling us all the time, right? But do we always hear life calling? Did you hear it this morning as you got up? Did you hear it last night? Do you hear it now? You know, right now we're being bombarded by all kinds of signals like Wavy TV and WHRO and Verizon. It's all here, right, in the air. We don't hear it because we're just not tuned in. What if we were tuned in to life's signal, to life's call? But you know, even when we hear the call of life, we don't always respond. And one reason we don't respond to life's call is because we know it's going to ask a whole lot from us. We know that it's calling us to a greater service. And we know that it's going to call us out of our comfort. It's going to call us to be a blessing rather than a curse. And frankly, sometimes we're just not up to that challenge. It would have been a lot easier for Luke Skywalker to just stay put on that farm, right? In fact, when Obi-Wan Kenobi came and offered Luke to go and be trained in the ways of the Force, at first he said, no, I'd really rather just stay here, stay home. Now, maybe life isn't calling you to save the Rebel Alliance from Darth Vader, but I know that life has been tapping you on the shoulder, hasn't it? Yeah, it's been whispering in your ear. Maybe it's been dropping things on your head, trying to get your attention. Now, when life calls, it's always calling us to follow the light, to walk the path of light, to be a blessing. And our only job in the world is just to say yes. That's the purpose. That's our purpose. That's our job in this life, is to say yes when life comes calling. Martin Luther King Jr. once said that every man, and I'll add every woman and child, must decide whether he or she will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. Basically, that's the choice here. Every day, life calls to us to walk in the light. We are called to choose to feed the hungry, to bind up the wounds, to welcome the stranger, to praise what is sacred, to do the work of justice, and to offer love. Or we can remain in the darkness of our own selfishness and draw down the prison door, hoard bread, abandon the poor, obscure what is holy, comply with injustice, and withhold love. Now, I don't think that any of you actually gets up in the morning and decides to walk in darkness. I can't imagine that happens. No one here is choosing to withhold love or hoard bread or abandon the poor. But somehow we find ourselves doing just that. Even Darth Vader, who was once a virtuous Jedi warrior, I don't think he sought out the dark side. He just kept feeding one wolf more than the other, with anger and fear and jealousy and resentment. Day by day, negative thought on negative thought, that wolf became so powerful that it almost took over his entire identity. Little by little, that's how it happens. Little by little, it happens when we forget to live intentionally. It happens when we stop listening for the call of life. It happens when we lose faith in the inherent goodness of life. It happens when we stop believing that our actions can make a difference. It's so easy to go through our days on autopilot, isn't it? And the default setting for most of us is to take care of me and my business and my stuff. All day long, we're attracted to the things and the people that will help us to get through our day, and we push away everything that's going to slow us down or make us feel bad, including the suffering of others. And so it goes, day after day, week after week, year after year. And over time, that what about me habit of mind becomes a strong motivator in our lives. One day we wake up and realize that we have been feeding the wrong wolf. The only way to prevent this from happening is to make an intentional choice every day to feed the wolf that we want to feed and to bless the world. This is where a spiritual practice comes in. This is where a daily spiritual practice becomes essential. And you don't need a whole lot of time. Actually, you need about 5 seconds every day over your cup of coffee or over your bowl of cereal to say, today, I will be a blessing to the world. Today, I will feed the wolf of loving kindness. You know, these days, if you are a spiritual person, you're like a salmon swimming upstream. Because the forces of our society are rushing the other way toward consumerism, ego gratification, self-preservation, individualism, division, separation. This is why we need each other. Because it's hard to do it by ourselves. And I know every single one of you strives every day to be the light. You know, some people fail to bless the world because they've just not taken the time to set that intention, to decide that this is the path they're going to live. But a lot of you have. You know, one of my greatest joys in serving this congregation for this many years is that I now feel like I know you, finally, after 5 years. I know that when I look out into this congregation, I know that you are people who make an intentional choice every day to walk in the light. You do that in little ways and in big ways. You do that by making coffee in the morning for us on Sunday. You do that by teaching a class on compassionate living. You empty the recycle bins here. You show up and stand for justice wherever it is threatened. You pick up a hammer and a paintbrush. You pick up the phone and you offer a caring presence. You organize groups to go to Hampton Pride. You volunteer to help with the auction. You do wonderful things around here. But it's not easy. It's not easy to serve the greater good. And sometimes people fail to bless the world because they're just not able to see themselves as a blessing. You know, if you ask, what are your gifts? They can't come up with anything. They've forgotten their own worthiness, their own essential goodness. And people who lose sight of their inherent blessedness are often unable to bless the world. I want to say to you, if that's you right now, if you are feeling depleted, if you're feeling like you don't have much to give of yourself, it's okay. For some people, it's going to take more time and more practice to develop that inner strength and the confidence in their capacity to be the light and to be the blessing. And if you're not right there right now, it's okay. Because in the meantime, you've got this amazing community around you that will walk with you and be there to share with you their light. The purpose of the hero's quest, the hero's journey, is to wake up. To wake up and reveal the truth, destroying all the delusions that cover up and obscure reality. And the only way to wake up is to look within. Carl Jung once said that, who looks outside dreams, who looks inside wakes up. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakens. When Yoda was training young Luke in the ways of the Force, he sent Luke into a cave. Do you remember this scene? Very important, very spiritual scene. And he sent him into that cave so that he would face himself, so that he would look within. What's in that cave? Asked Luke. Only what you take in with you, said the Yoda. Do not take your weapon in there with you. You will not need it. And what does Luke do? He takes his weapon in there. Because he's still full of fear. He's so full of fear that he takes his weapon in there and he ends up battling himself. In the end, though, Luke finally does conquer his fear, but not by destroying it with his weapon. He conquers his fear by facing it. Trying to fight fear and anger and selfishness only further feeds that angry wolf. But when we are willing to face those parts of ourselves with love and compassion, telling the truth without fear, then that wolf will not be fed. The world is beautiful, isn't it? And life is good. And you are worthy. This is the truth. And this is the truth that is obscured by the darkness and suffering that we keep perpetuating. Our heroic task, then, is to choose the path of light every single day. May it be so.